We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello!
Eight, nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents...
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The gold mic today.
Look at you, Brody.
That's right.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
I'm Bethany, and that's Brody,
yeah.
And everyone else has a meeting or stuff to do.
Here's the thing, though. If you stand at the gold mic, you're supposed to introduce yourself.
Oh, right? I'm sorry. Sorry.
There's a rule. It's actually scratched here on the microphone. All right, so welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show. I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, blah, blah, blah. And that's Bethany.
Hi.
So I would say about a year ago, nobody was here to do the podcast but us.
Yes.
And we did a podcast, and I think one of the things we talked about was you never want to die in a plane crash or an elevator with a celebrity, so that because then it'll be like, oh, Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 died, and other people.
And other people.
Right.
Right. So you always want to be the biggest celebrity on the plane
right.
You're on.
And in case you're wondering, why did he pick Rob Thomas of all the celebrities? Rob Thomas isn't in the public eye right now.
Yeah.
It's because I was on an elevator at Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20, and I said, wow, if this thing goes down, no one's going to know I died. And that's where I started thinking. And then I was on the elevator with the Goo Goo Dolls once. And
really?
I used to ride the elevator with a lot of 80s and 90s pop rock bands.
I don't know if I would be able to pick the Goo Goo Dolls out of a lineup right now, because I could pick them out the way they looked back in the day, but
right.
I don't know how they look now.
Schlumpy.
Do they still have the same haircut?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, then I could be fine.
Yeah.
I do have to admit something. So I just had a giant sugar-free Red Bull.
Oh.
Because I am very tired, and I have kind of a long day today. I'm not sure how I'm going to get through it. And I needed the energy. And for me, Red Bull is like the break glass in case of emergency mm-hmm. drink. But Danielle gets very upset with me when I drink them, because she heard or read an article about how some people will just have heart attacks and die if they drink this beverage.
Okay, but Danielle went home early today. Is that why you grabbed it?
So Danielle went home at 8:30 because she had some family stuff she had to take care of. And so I brought in a sugar-free Red Bull, hid it in the fridge. And as soon as Danielle left, like literally she left at 8:30. As she was walking out, I was ding, 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 tiptoeing to the back fridge and took the sugar-free Red Bull and brought it out and chugged it.
Now, how would it look if you had a heart attack and she would not be here?
Yeah.
And she'd feel like she wasn't here to stop you.
Oh, she'd be livid.
But she'd also be happy that she was right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there is definitely that. She would, I mean, it would be a I told you so kind of wake moment. Like she would come to my open casket where I look amazing.
And
by
she'd
the way.
Look at you and go, "You say stupid. I told you not to do that. You shouldn't."
She'd be like, "I miss you, but I told you."
Right. Now, this is a podcast. You can't see what's going on in the room. But when you said a really large sugar-free Red Bull, you actually put your hand about 2 feet above the counter to show me that it was large.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, was it really 2 feet tall?
It was, I may have been exaggerating. Right.
You just got higher. Okay. Now it's 2.5 feet tall.
No, it's the kind, so the Red Bulls come in like the teeny cans, which are sort of the size of like
little tomato juice cans that you get for like on the plane.
Right, or when you did like what's the race in elementary school where you did like you had to hand off the baton?
The relay race.
It's like a relay baton.
It's a small baton.
I had the next one up. I had like the kind that you can't fully fit your hand around it.
Like the new Diet Coke cans.
Yeah, but larger.
Like the Arizona iced tea cans.
Yes, but a little smaller.
Like the thing that would be smaller than the Arizona iced tea can, but larger than Diet Coke can.
Exactly.
Can.
That one. It's like big enough to get the job done and make you feel like you're indulging, but small enough that you're probably not going to have a heart attack.
Okay.
Anyway, so I feel great, but I'm going to crash soon, and you probably won't be around to see the crash because
I'll have
left work. Yeah, I have two official days left of work.
Yeah, so you have. I'm sure if you're hearing this, you know that Bethany's last day is Friday, the 19th,
18th,
16th. Right. I have to go to Monday and then count 3 days backwards.
Yeah.
So that's you were listening in on me counting. I did not use fingers.
I have to say that the worst part of it so far has been when I told you, Brody, when you found out. Mm. You know when you hear the phrase, someone's face fell? Mm. Like, your face fell. And then I was going to cry. And, like, I was fine until then. But everybody, if you're, you know, as you listen, you have the one person at work that's your work husband or work wife or the person who, like, gets you. And, Brody, you're the one who gets me. So let's change the subject so that I don't cry.
Okay. So just to recap briefly, when you told me, I thought you were joking.
Yeah.
I thought it was a phone tap because you said, I just want to let you know I'm leaving the show.
Yeah.
And I thought, for the day? Because it was like 12:30 and you usually go around 12:30 and I'm like, oh, you're leaving the show.
Yeah.
Go for the day.
Yeah.
And then you said again and I, no. No.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Because you should have, because you were truly my work husband, my work wife.
Yeah.
You would have said, what do you think? Then ignored what I said.
Yes.
But still asked me what I thought of it.
Yeah.
But I think you knew what I thought of it and didn't tell me because you knew I would try to talk you out of it.
Yeah.
And now it's too late. You're on the plane. Like, you're on the roller coaster at the top of the hill and you can't ask the high school kid who's working at the amusement park for the summer.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, can you please stop the ride? Because he's like, I don't know how to stop the ride. I just sit in the chair.
And also, he's a little drunk.
And he's getting paid like, I don't know what that is.
Whose phone is ringing?
Oh, Nate's phone's going off.
Should
but Nate's in a meeting. Should I?
Who is it?
It's probably his girlfriend.
Who is it?
Your girlfriend.
Does it say Heather?
No, let me see.
Oh, it's so, no, because it doesn't have a name. So it's like new phone, who dis?
Oh.
It's just a name. It's just a number.
Text him back.
Should I give out the number and see people can call it and find out? Okay, so here's the number. Let us know who it was. No.
But yeah, so everything is in motion. There's nothing to stop it. And, you know. It's a thing. I'm in shock right now. It is when you make a big life decision and it doesn't really seem real.
Mm.
So I think it's going to seem real about Tuesday of next week. And that's when you will feel the panic radiating from downtown New York.
So I did two things when you told me. I went home and I Google imaged you, which I made you do.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good experiment for me because when you Google image someone, if they have a lot of pictures online, as you do, as a big shot celebrity as we are, you know.
Quote unquote.
There are pictures of you before you worked here.
Yes.
And I showed you the picture that I had shown Elvis. I'm like, this girl in the blue dress.
It was one of my first headshots. I think it was my first headshot in color.
Yeah. The story is old, but I tried to find you because you had left your last radio job and I had known who you are and I liked your work. and you had gone.
Yeah.
And you had a radio name, unlike now. You were Lena Svensson.
Yeah.
Because you were in Minnesota, and they're like, let's give her a Nordic name.
You're like, this is going to be funny.
And so I could not find Lena Svensson. So I found out, and people knew, and I emailed like 100 people. By the way, I have all those emails if you ever want to see them.
Yeah.
Of me trying to track you down. And so I finally found you, and when I found your images, there was that one headshot in the blue dress where you look like the most innocent farm girl ever.
I'm wearing a blue dress from Forever 21 with like a lace collar.
And then there's a gallery of what looks to be pre-wedding pictures.
Yeah.
Of you and your then boyfriend.
Yeah.
In like romantic, like fuzzy lens pictures, like to make it look like you were going to mount them on the wall, like in 8x10s.
Yeah.
Like really fancy pictures.
Yeah.
And so, well, that guy's out of the picture, but you could probably crop him out. They're really nice pictures.
They're great. That was when we were doing a long-distance relationship, and so I went to visit him in Texas at the time, and he was like, you know what? Let's have fun. Let's do a photo shoot. And everyone thought we were engaged, but really, we were just having fun doing a photo shoot.
So I did that. I Google imaged you, and then to kind of like just remind myself of you over the years and the different events you've been at and whatever, you know, so I could be depressed. And then I went back and looked at all the emails I had sent you, and it will be... Almost 10 years, it'll be 10 years later this year that I sent you the first email in 2009.
Yeah.
Where I said, hey, I'm executive producer, Elvis Duran the Morning Show. One of my jobs is to find talent. I think you're really talented. I really enjoy your work, blah, 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 blah. And to this day, so you wrote back something and then you explained why you wrote it, but years later. So this was 2009. It was 3 years before you actually started here. I made contact with you to keep you in my files because one of my jobs is to find talent for radio stations around the company. And you wrote back, oh my God, thanks. I don't really know what I'm doing. but okay.
Yeah.
And you had no idea that I was sort of like just laying the groundwork for maybe, you know, wanting you to be a part of our show someday.
Nope, I just thought it was a nice email.
Like,
I said,
oh,
thanks.
Look at this sweet boy sending me an email.
So nice.
That's so nice. And you're like, I don't really know what I'm doing. And here we are 10 years later, and you've been on this show 5.5 years, arguably one of the biggest pop culture morning shows in the history of radio.
For sure.
I'm saying that very humbly. And I still, to this day, think if you were interviewed, you'd say, I still don't know what I'm doing exactly.
I don't have a freaking clue. People tell me, how do I get into radio? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get into radio because I don't know how I got here.
So speaking of how you got in radio, somebody texted in this morning, and I thought it was a dumb suggestion. They said, oh, you should have a contest to see who replaces Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so I wrote back and I said, politely, well, that's kind of weird. Would you have a contest at your job to see who becomes your boss?
Right.
Would like the New England Patriots have a contest to see who replaces Tom Brady?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a job like any other. You have to be qualified and you have to earn it and have experience and a resume and all. And then I thought, wait a minute, Bethany, how did you get the job in Minnesota?
Okay. Okay, so I just applied with no experience. However, the difference is that I had training. I just didn't have training in radio, but I had training in performance and I had training in improv comedy. And so that's what my skill set was. Mm-hmm. So there was training involved, just not like Pro Tools training.
Right. You weren't like somebody who said, oh, people tell me I'm funny, I should be on your show.
Right. No,
because I've gotten a lot of that in the past 2 days. And that's great that they love the show that much. But you sort of won.
I went in and I interviewed and auditioned. I mean, it was a 4-hour live on air audition, and I did it 4 times. I auditioned for them, and
there were other people on the air auditioning, right?
On different days.
Different days.
Yeah, yeah. They were like rotating people, but they were people they had flown in from around the country who were radio people. But yeah, I got the job just because I had been training in performance comedy. And my boss said, you know what, we need to hire more people who do improv and fewer people who have broadcast training because in a way you come at it differently. You come at it from a different perspective. But radio is one of those jobs where it seems like it's just you come in and you sit down and talk. But as soon as we interview somebody who isn't media trained or doesn't have, you realize how scary it is to sit in front of a microphone.
And I think it's a compliment to this show that people listen and say, oh, I could totally sit in with them. They sound like my friends because that's what we hope for.
For sure. And there are a lot of listeners who could sit in and be amazing at it.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you still have to like go through the process and apply and put a demo together. And you can't just send notes of friends you work with and say, oh, my God, I'm the funniest person at the accounting firm. Because, you know, I used to work in a restaurant in Brooklyn. It was called Roll and Roaster.
Yeah.
Famous.
Oh, classic.
Famous Brooklyn Roll. So back many years ago, before I was in radio, before I even did comedy professionally, I was just what I thought was a funny guy at work.
Yeah.
And my friend Vinny said to me when I was talking about maybe someday doing comedy, he said, you know what? you're rolling roaster funny, but you're not like, you're not funny funny.
Yeah.
You're like funny for here.
Yeah.
Like compared to us, you're funny, but you're not like, no one's going to pay you to be funny. So F you. I love you, Vin, but you know, so everyone is told, you know, like, it's like when you watch American Idol and then people go, oh, all my friends tell me I'm a singer. Yeah. And then they go on the audition and they're like, oh, no. And they go, oh.
But every once in a while, there is the person, like Kelly Clarkson was a waitress.
Absolutely.
There is the person who is like,
listen, I was working in retail when I ended up here. I was managing a retail store in a mall.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's hard to know. I did improv. I trained in comedy and improv, and I had some background in performance, but not radio.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, oh, look, Garrett's here. Garrett, welcome to the Bethany and Brody podcast.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? She's leaving. It's Brody and Bethany.
By the way, motion detected by my pet camera. Let's see what's going on in my apartment.
Gotta pop me up.
Oh, Garrett, I'm sorry.
Yes. But here is the funny thing. So when I was in college, I was a theater major, and in my career prep class, part of the, it was your last year as a theater major, you were a senior, you took career prep, and we had different days where it introduced you to different industries where you could use your performance skills. So you would go to, obviously, a theater, movies, whatever, but then we went to a radio station to kind of show us what the radio world was like as an option for your career.
Sure.
That was the day that my car got broken into and I couldn't go to that class. So you would like, the people who went that day got to put together a demo and got to see what a radio station looked like. I missed that day. Oops. And that day ended up being the next 10 years of my career, but I missed it. My car got broken into.
Oops. So,
and how many of those people are actually in radio?
Zero.
Or did radio?
Zero.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are even in theater anymore, but it's interesting. It's the world takes you in weird places, man.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta go along for the ride.
Garrett, how did you end up in radio? I mean, I know the story, but why don't you tell it quickly? How
I went to one of our shows, our concerts at Madison Square Garden. At the time, we didn't have cell phone cameras yet, so we had those like disposable Kodak cameras. Took a picture with Elvis. It was a little unflattering. I ended up running into him about 6 months later. He said, please get rid of that. and I did. And I said, oh, by the way, I'd love to become an intern. He goes, get some credit. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're looking to get into radio or quite literally anything you are passionate about, do it.
There's a way. People are like, there's no way to get into radio.
There is. I mean, I would recommend you go to school for it because school leads to an internship, mm-hmm. which leads to, you know, connecting and networking and that kind of thing. And that is like the most direct route. I would not recommend, you know, working at a bank and then just taking a shot at it because that's certainly not. Mm-hmm.
There's only one Dave Brody in the world.
Dave Brody.
Aww.
Yeah. Special man.
Speaking of which, here's that damn music. That means we're down to two podcasts, 15-minute morning show. But Bethany's going to make an appearance on the Brooklyn Boys this week.
The 15-minute morning show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.